Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm delighted to be with Dudley and Chevany from Pina and Coconut here in South on 15 in U.S. Warsaw. Welcome.
Hi. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Hello.
Your restaurant has taken Warsaw by storm. I see so many good things about it on like the To Go Kosciuszko Facebook site group. Tell us a little bit about kind of the type of food you offer and the cuisine and just kind of the vibe you're putting out here.
Well, we're offering a Latin Caribbean cuisine. Mm-hmm. What that means is that we are from Nicaragua on the coast. Mm-hmm. So that is a West Indian culture, and we're Latin because of where Nicaragua is strategically positioned between the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. Mm-hmm. So there is a Hispanic side to our culture, and then there's that Caribbean West Indian side to our culture. When people think of Caribbean, they usually think of like Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, St. Martin, St. Kitts, all these beautiful West Indian islands. Mm-hmm. And then when you speak of the Hispanic side of things or Hispanic Caribbean, you think of Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. Cuba, you know, the Spanish versions of the Caribbean. But Latinos traditionally are considered Mexican food. Well, okay. There is more to it.
Right.
Than Mexican food. The entire Central America is Hispanic and Latino culture. And we are. We are Afro-Latinos, Black Latinos, and mm-hmm. we want to showcase Warsaw, you mm-hmm. know, how those flavors come together, how we, just our cultural heritage through food. That's pretty much what it is. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fantastic. You guys have had years and years of experience with restaurants.
Myself, yes.
Dudley, tell us a little bit about your past.
I've been working in the food industry for a long time. It's part of my life, you know. It's in my blood. Mm-hmm. I love it. I study for it, and I come to the table with some unique flavor. Mm-hmm. That's my presentation. Mm-hmm. I doesn't copycat no one menu. I like to stay right on track with what I know I could do. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I much love to do is when I present my food, the food that I make, and put together the flavor, like the Nika fish, like the jerk chicken, you know, and all the different flavor that I have here. Mm-hmm. It is very, very tasty. So mm-hmm. I would say that come out and taste it, and you will not be disappointed. Because, and if you are disappointed with one of the dish, I don't want you to leave. I want to make it right with you. So mm-hmm. that is my policy of doing the thing the right way. Mm-hmm. One of my goals is to prepare people, prepare someone always to take my position as a leader. Mm-hmm. You want someone to know what you're about, what you're doing, come up with the same idea, the same plan, and the same taste, the same flavor. If you try to cross cut me with my flavor, with my change anything, mm-hmm. then you're picking a fight that you're not going to win with me. So I am one of those. I'm very jealous of what I do. Uh-huh. I'm very consistent in what I do. My wife and I believe we're a good team because mm-hmm. She understands my way of working. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get at each other's nerve, to be honest, but we look back at each other and said, hey, we need to get this done. The people is number one.
Right.
We are second. So we have to put things aside and make that food go the way it should mm-hmm. go, taste the way it should be, mm-hmm. should taste. And that is my passion. Mm-hmm. It's part of my blood. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can certainly tell in your food, that's for sure.
And in this place, I've been from 2009. I did open the 8W Cuisine, which means 8 World Wonders, and mm-hmm. we had it there. And then I went in with that Troje. I used to be the owner there. But mm-hmm. then we opened, I and my wife, the Corner Grill right mm-hmm. on the corner there. And mm-hmm. the corner was really good. I love it. Mm-hmm. And the way I'm planning to do this is because it's small. I could reach out to you, and I could reach out to anyone that come back and see you, and they could see me. Mm-hmm. I'm an open grill. You could see what I'm doing. That way, if I'm not doing your food good, you could shout at me and say, hey, man, I don't think you're doing it right. And that is what I feel good about. Uh-huh. I'm good under pressure. When you're pressuring me, when a lot of people come in, I just relax mm-hmm. and look back and ask her, tell me what is there. And I go forward and let people get their food consistent with it, and I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yesterday you mentioned you want to create kind of a family atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Here. And you can feel that. I ate here yesterday, and you can feel that, yes. Like you said, if I don't like something or somebody didn't, just feel free to tell you.
Absolutely.
You'll make it right. That's awesome. So tell us some of the things that are on your menu.
Oh, okay. So we have items like the oxtails, right? A lot of people don't know what the oxtails are. Well, it's basically the tail of a cow.
Okay.
I mean, that's putting it real raw.
Right.
But it's so amazing. It's so delicious. It's traditionally considered a Jamaican dish, but it's really a Caribbean dish. It's something that we use in the Caribbean a lot. We use it in soups, in stews. And the way that we cook the oxtail here, we brown it in sugar, so it's brown stewed oxtail. Mm-hmm. Some people in America love to cook it with, what is it, lima beans? With lima beans and cornbread. That's how, you know, our Black Americans will eat it, and that's great too, but that Caribbean flavor is a bit different to it. Mm-hmm. It comes with the rice and beans and your plantains or your fried cassava, whatever you want on the side. Another one of our really great dishes here is our brown stewed chicken and our jerk chicken. Mm-hmm. What did you have, the Caribbean chicken yesterday?
I had Caribbean chicken.
Chicken yesterday. So that's for people who like a little bit of a sweet mm-hmm. on their meals, right? Okay. So those stews are more like tangy, even though there's sugar in it that browns them first, mm-hmm. but that burns out. Mm-hmm. My favorite is a jerk steak. And the Nika fish. I love the red snapper. The red snapper is delicious. And we sometimes get some like 3-pounders, 4-pounders.
Oh my goodness.
We can't measure the sizes that the fishes get caught in.
Right,
okay,
right.
So when we pick them up and we try to get them as fresh as we can, they are huge sizes. And my respect to anybody who can eat a whole 3-pounder fish, okay? I've seen, we had like, how many did we have this week?
8.
We had 8 3-pound, and I mean big 3-pounders. Every one of them gone.
Wow.
Yes. I did not know that there were so many people who loved red snappers.
Right.
Big fishes in Kosciuszko County.
Right.
And so people surprise me every day. We think, oh man, they have no idea what a cooked banana is.
Right.
I wonder if that's even going to sell.
Right.
Well, I told my husband, I said, even if it doesn't sell, we're not traditionally being traditional if we don't offer it.
Right.
If we don't educate them about it.
Right.
Like the difference between a plantain and a banana. They're cousins. They're not the same thing.
Okay.
One is they're both different things, and you just have to try them so you can tell the difference.
How about gluten free? How about gluten free and vegan options?
We do have gluten free and vegan options. The only thing that I can say about that, you know your diet. You know what you need. You know what is special to you, and we take pride on making sure that our customers are well taken care of. Yeah, sometimes it might get busy and rush in the kitchen. But when you're speaking to our servers are an extension of us. Or you can speak to me because most times I will be serving.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what you need. Tell me what you can have, what you can't have. And I will be more than happy. The chef will be more than happy to make any modifications needed. We serve a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. Our food is... I would say as healthy and clean as it could possibly come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously as... you start to prepare it and you start to pile things on, that gets different. So it is up to you to tell me what you can and cannot have. And those are the way that we can, you know, accommodate and modify. We also have vegetarian and vegan options. We use most of the time soybeans and soy meat product. And what else? What else would you say you put in?
Morningstar, we use a lot of.
Morningstar is one of the favorites.
And I make my own gluten free meat, vegetarian meat, burger. I do that on my own.
Oh, wow.
When I said I put it together, because I've been doing it for a long time, it's like sometimes people would come in and say, "Ah, I can't spice," and I smile. I said, "Miss, like yesterday, a lady got a chicken that it's a little spicy, and she said, I like it, but my husband had to finish it." And I look at her, "You should call me and tell me about that, because if you tell me..." But I compromise. I told her that when she come back, she will get a free meal.
Okay. Oh,
because
wow, nice.
The thing about it, I want you to be happy. I don't want you to ask for a plate, a dish that you feel like it's too spicy. And then the thing about it, I said, from 1 to 10, what do you want? You want 1, 2, 3. If you ask for 10, then I look at you and I say, you need to bring a lawyer because you need to sign an agreement. I'm just joking. I have a couple of guys that come in here. They're good at it.
Yeah.
And I admire them when they ask for spicy.
Well, I've got
food.
Some friends that, yeah. that brag they can't get stuff spicy enough. So I'll have to send them down.
Do you eat spicy stuff?
I don't myself.
Okay.
I eat spicy food, but very low. But I love spicy food. Uh-huh. And lots of my spice that we do here, my mother-in-law come in and make a big batch of it for us.
We make our own hot sauces
and we do from habanero, scotch bonnie, bird pepper, African bird pepper. That's one of the hottest pepper that you could find. People don't believe it, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it together and she put it together, and then there's things
Stop
that I
out
do
a recipe.
then things that I do is that I would right in front of them, I put the spice that they want.
Okay.
If they said, I just want a little bit of spice on my jerk steak or on my jerk chicken, mm-hmm. then I go let the flavor and the aroma come out, but not the thing it tastes
right.
to burn your tongue. So
right.
that is what I could do.
One of the thing about kind of like Caribbean hot food or like spicy food, right, mm-hmm. is that you can taste the hotness to it, the spiciness. It will burn your mouth. But it's not just the burn you're feeling. You're getting the flavor. Because we'd like to have tasty, spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
Not just burn, just right. to burn. Just hotness, right. just to hot. Matter of fact, our hot sauce has been so good. I've had several customers. They've taken it, ordered it on the side, and they've mixed it in drinks.
Wow.
And I'm just like,
holy
you
cow.
Drink that? You know? And it's so funny. You can get so many different flavor profiles from spices or from mm-hmm. spicy hot sauce, right? Mm-hmm. It can burn at the front of your tongue, at the back of your tongue. It can burn you in your throat. You may mm-hmm. not even feel it on your tongue. You'll mm-hmm. feel it in your throat. When you walk into the kitchen, if someone has that container open and serving out a dish of it, you smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it comes to your sure. eyes and from a distance.
Right.
That's how you know it's good. When Dudley's cooking up there something hot and spicy, I got to come out for air. Because I start to sneeze, my eyes start to burn. I'm like, how do you take that? Who is eating this? Why are they wanting to suffer like this? I mean, but yeah, it can get really hot in there, literally.
Well, there you go. If you like spicy food, come check them out. Now, what are your hours?
For now, we're open from Monday through Thursdays, 11 to 9. And on Fridays, we're open 11 to 8. We're currently closed on the weekends. Again, this is a family place, so mm-hmm. we have a family to raise. And, you know, we're trying to dedicate that time to our family, so...
Right, and you have thousands of people going by you, gosh, probably every hour, but you're a little bit tucked away. You're south on 15. If you go south on 15, the first corner you come to, kind of across from Wildman Uniform and Linden and Global Auto, just south of the laundromat, you can't miss them, Pina and Coconut. Well, thank you guys for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Scott, for this. I appreciate you.
It's my pleasure talking, and anytime. And thank you for being part of us.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.